I mean, had a good Sunday watching them Falcons get that dub, man. That was a big, big one to get off the back.
Well, it's huge, and you played a team that had, you know, that's a really good team. That's a playoff team last year. That's
three straight division,
because they didn't win a division the year they won the Super Bowl. Actually, New Orleans won the division that year. And look, three straight times they've won the division. They've got I don't give a damn who they're missing. They weren't missing a lot of their players on defense. They weren't missing the three-headed monster at running back. And
had all five linemen
and
healthy.
Yeah, and did you see that? At times they had three running backs in there. I'm sitting there and I'm looking, I'm scanning because you know it's really hard with a team like that because they have Rashad White and Bucky Irvin, and those guys share the running back. And yeah. 1 and 7 is hard to distinguish at times across the football field. And I look up and I go, I'm like 1, 7. 44. I'm like pointing like Wes, all three guys, and they ran that like a little kind of like option type play.
Yeah,
I mean, they came out with their head on fire. They really did. They came out to play, and you got punched in the mouth.
I was
going to
say, what was you guys' panic level after the first two drives, seeing them run the football? Because mine was on like 9. I was like, dude, this ain't good. This ain't good.
I'm just sitting here, and I'm like, were we not ready? Did we not think? Like, if I knew that they were going to come out and run the ball.
I did, too.
Then hey, I know Jimmy Lake.
You and I tweeted back and forth about it. It was like, dude, you know they're going to come out and run it, but I don't know that we have the horses to stop it. We'll see what happens.
If I know that Cade Otton is the guy you got to stop, then I know that they knew that Cade Otton was the guy you got to stop. But, you got to give them credit. They had a game plan. And they came out, and I say Tampa, and they punched you square in the mouth.
Yeah, they did, man.
And good teams, did you hear me? Good teams, they respond. And that's what they did. Jesse Bates responded on, the second or third play of the game? Punches it out, you get the touchdown, then they go right back down the field. They end up getting up 14-7 on you.
Did I not call him the biggest free agency acquisition? I feel like it's creeping towards, I don't want to say ever, but.
Of Terry Fontenot's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can say Kirk Cousins could be at some point.
Yes,
but, Tiffany, it's easy to nail.
Partial to defense.
It's easy to nail a quarterback, right? It's easy to go sign a guy who's had success everywhere he's been in the NFL at quarterback. It's not so easy to go when you haven't had a pass rush in so many years, still don't, and you say, hey, I'm going to sign this safety to a huge contract, and all he's going to do is be the biggest impact player on defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right with that. And I mean, I think he has been worth – I don't think they paid him enough.
Yeah. Look, man, he's definitely been an impact player the last couple of years, no doubt about it, getting those turnovers. Kirk Cousins, impact signee as well. Do not sleep on a guy that has quickly become one of my favorite players for this team, Darnell Mooney. Another impact signee as a free agent wide receiver. Man, it felt like he was all over the place yesterday. The speed is completely different than anybody else brings to the table on this offense, man. So just I don't even know how to, if we were doing One Word Wednesday, I don't even know how I'd kind of circle this victory. It's gritty, but efficient, and you caused them to do things differently than they wanted to at times, which was nice. I mean, I had questions going throughout the end of the first half of why they're not running the ball anymore. I know Arch did in the booth as well, but nonetheless, man, it was a solid win. I think it looks a little better if Youngway makes the kick at the end, but what would that have been? You know, we wouldn't have had as many heart attacks as we have throughout the year if things like that were to happen. So
this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, call Morgan & Morgan or hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
How about it's 31 to 17. You get the interception by AJ. Phenomenal play, by the way. That was a ball hawking type play.
Yes, it was.
By a player that has been questioned because, you know, he went like almost 2 years on interception. So you get that, right? Then Algier fumbles the safety. They score the touchdown. It's 31-26. You get the ball back with 6:52. And you go on a drive that has a huge penalty in the middle of it. And you burn 5 minutes and I believe 51 seconds off the clock. and it gives them no time. I know Youngway misses the kick. Youngway makes a kick. I mean, I'm not saying you're walking up 18 tipping your cap at the crowd.
Right, yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm telling
you, a lot
you,
more comfortable.
It's a hell of a lot smoother of a walk. You don't have to make that putt with a little bit of pressure on you.
Especially after what happened yesterday in the Commanders and Bears game. You see how that one can go south in a hurry. So,
yeah,
Youngway would have made a lot more people at ease if he would have knocked that one through. But it's your point, man. Incredible drive. Mentioned it a minute ago, Charlie Warner on a catch. It might have been – was that his second catch of the year, Charlie Warner? It might have been his first.
I'll tell you this. It's his fifth catch in 25 games.
Okay, yeah.
Well, what Wes dropped.
That tells the story. And then you get the scramble that you and I talked about on Friday with Rob, the fair foul. Was anybody else register a carry on the game other than Bijan and Algier?
Scramble.
I know.
It was like, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, my God, here I go. Watch me go. I love it, Kirk. And then the quarterback sneak. First quarterback sneak of Kirk Cousins' Falcons tenure. So, yeah, man, a couple of left hooks right there. Nice to end the game. It was a beautiful drive.
Dylan, whenever you get a chance, it's not this segment, but you're going to have to pull up his pregame speech, Kirk Cousins' pregame speech. I don't know if you guys saw this. Did you guys see
I didn't see his. I saw Jameis Winston's, which was intriguing, to say the least.
You need to watch Kirk Cousins' pregame speech, but hopefully we'll get that for you because it's good. And the comment section is probably even better. But with that win now, so the Falcons moved to 5-3 overall. They are 4-0 against the NFC South. So they've taken control of the division now.
Yeah, and you own the tiebreaker completely against the what many have perceived as the best roster in the division, which is Tampa Bay. And I know that they're short. Godwin, Evans is going to come back. I don't care. That's like I said, it's a team that still has weapons. You saw what Kate Otten is one of the better tight ends in the league. They've got a backfield that can run. They've got players all over the defense. You had to go down there and win a game with a team. That team needed that game more than you, and they knew it. And you had a fort. You took control of the game. You know, you tried to do what every one of you out there in your cars has been whining and complaining about. Let me finish.
Every one of you out in your cars, don't be talking down to our listeners like that.
Let me finish.
No. We have the wake-up call today, right? People can call in?
No, that's man up Monday.
You can tee off on both.
Let me finish. Is that they wanted Algier to have the ball in his hands in situations like he did. And the mistake, I think, I don't really 100% blame Algier. Because I do believe that the penetration, immediate penetration allowed it to be the botched handoff. But whatever it was, they were doing what we all asked them to do. Put the ball in Algier's hands when you need tough yards. You need to grind the game away. You need to salt it away, right? That's what everybody in the car has wanted. And it was a turning point almost for Tampa Bay. But you were able to overcome that. These games are so hard to win. In
tough,
division,
man.
On the road. Look
on
at
the road.
Go ask Baltimore how easy it is to win on the road when a team's down superstars.
Baltimore had the game yesterday that we had last week. Just sleepwalking.
They traded their best receiver, Mike, and they lost their starting quarterback. Cleveland did. And they won on the road. They won at home against a division rival.
Mm. More on the Falcons' victory, guys. What about Kyle Pitts? Big game. Let's discuss next.
A couple times I wanted to yell at him. Let's just put it that way. But, yeah, big game.
Touchdowns can erase some things, right? No? Maybe?
As long as you get across
the plane. Not when you almost erase them yourself.